Constraints on the physical properties of GW190814 through simulations based on DECAM follow-up observations by the Dark Energy Survey, by R. Morgan et al. On 14 August 2019, the LIGO and Virgo collaborations detected gravitational waves from a black hole and a 2.6 solar mass compact object, possibly the first neutron star, black hole, NSBH merger. In search of an optical counterpart, the Dark Energy Survey, they, obtained deep imaging of the entire 90% confidence level localization area with Blanco, DECAM 0, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 16 nights after the merger. Objects with varying brightness were detected by the DE pipeline and we systematically reduced the candidate counterparts through catalog matching, light curve properties, host galaxy photometric redshifts, so spectroscopic follow-up observations, and machine learning-based photometric classification. All candidates were rejected as counterparts to the merger. To quantify the sensitivity of our search, we applied our selection criteria to full light curve simulations of supernovae and kilonovae as they would appear in the DECAM observations. Since the source class of the merger was uncertain, we utilized an agnostic, three-component kilonova model based on tidally disrupted NS ejector properties to quantify our detection efficiency of a counterpart if the merger included ANS. We find that if a kilonova occurred during this merger, configurations where the ejected matter is greater than 0.07 solar masses, has lanthanide abundance less than 10 to the power of minus 8.56, and has a velocity between 0.18c and 0.21c are disfavored at the 2 sigma level. Furthermore, we estimate that our background reduction methods are capable of associating gravitational wave signals with a detected electromagnetic counterpart at the 4 sigma level in 95% of future follow-up observations. This was Constraints on the Physical Properties of GW190814 through simulations based on DECAM follow-up observations by the Dark Energy Survey, by R. Morgan et al.